How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another day, and congratulations to the Celtics for their win. And a great coaching job this year by Brad Stevens. Anyway, just open it up on a light note. We've got a busy day. We're going to talk to Alex Wilson here in a moment about coconut trees. And a major commodity for your investment choice. And we're going to chat a little bit later on with Justine Centinelli. And she is the she's a marketing and PR person who will tell you how to spend your summers, especially if you got kids, how to make them economically feasible and still have a great time. People are kind of cutting back, so you have to have an awareness of what's going on and how to save your money. On Wednesday, joining us will be Gary Silverman, the co-founder of Blue Prairie Group, and once again, we'll cover another expansive topic. And I appreciate all the emails that I get thanking me and thanking Blue Prairie for the great expansive coverage. And Matt, do we have on Alex yet? Okay. Well, why don't you try him again, okay? And we're going to, as I say, be dealing with precious timber here with Alex Wilson, just establishing a little technical difficulty, making a connection here on air, but we should have that solved in just a moment. As we continue along here, and don't worry, I haven't forgotten what's going on in politics and with the Trump White House, which, all right, we're going to move along. We'll talk about the Trump White House a little bit later on. Joining us right now is Alex Wilson. He's the chief executive officer of Precious Timber. You can go to precioustimber.com, and as I try to do every show here to be compliant, is Alex Wilson is not an investment advisor. He's not giving any investment advice. It is not a specific offering, an offer to sell securities, or an invitation for offers to purchase securities. Securities may only be sold by exemption or registration. And Alex, it's great to have you back again.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning. Good morning. And when you left off last week, we're talking about timber, we're talking about coconut, talking about coffee. We never really got all the way through coconut, and I'd like you to continue on that. What and when made the coconut so absolutely popular?
Gosh, probably the coconut water. That was 2004. couple of guys from, I believe it was New Jersey. One of the fellas had a girlfriend in Brazil. She came back to the U.S. with him. She was missing her coconut water. He went back to Brazil to experience that, and had this idea that maybe Americans and Europeans would enjoy coconut water. Obviously, they were drinking it right out of the coconut in Brazil. So that's probably what changed a lot about the coconut over the last, 13, 14 years. It's gone from that to a plethora, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of non-correlated market products. For example, you walk down the supermarket aisles today, Stu, and I don't think there's an aisle that doesn't have some kind of product that uses coconut. You go from that to pet foods, you go to activated carbon from the shell of a coconut that, of course, is great for water filtration, with the U.S. being the largest consumer of activated carbon. I was on vacation a couple of years ago in Bora Bora, and the entire resort, the electricity system was run on a coconut biofuel. So it's got to the point where, you know, we've realized that, you know, it started in the health food arena, but now it's switched into every other facet of life. And so the coconut's a real global commodity today.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can even walk down the video aisle of a supermarket or one of those chains and get yourself a DVD of coconuts from the Marx Brothers. So it certainly has become popular. How's that affected the supply and demand?
Well, it has, and that's a great question because, of course, the global supply, the three main countries that support the global supply, Malaysia, India, and the Philippines, with that now huge demand added to what they were supplying for literally decades upon decades, and lo and behold, their trees are much older. They're in the 40 and 50 year range, and coconut trees will produce for 50 or 60 years. But now you've had this huge sort of rush on coconuts the last decade and a half, and it's getting even greater because there's certain things like the medium chain triglyceride inside the oil. For those listeners that are really focused on health, that particular ingredient is remarkable for health benefits. And so, there's a squeeze on supply. And those countries, by the way, that I mentioned, they don't have the best practices in farming like we're used to in the West. So, and then also you've got, like, the Philippines, where it was about 3 or 4 years ago they had that terrific typhoon that knocked down 6 or 7 million trees. So there is a pinch on supply. That's why prices of coconuts have increased, and that's why regions of the world where I operate in the Central American tropics were, actively, anxiously planting because the demand side is really there.
So has the price gone up because of the devastating typhoon and the loss of coconuts? It's, like you see how weather has affected beans.
Yeah, the main reason for the price increases, of course, is the demand. Global coconut prices at one stage were about 10 to 15 cents farm gate prices. And you see them in the supermarket for $2 and $3. But on the farm, anywhere between 10 and 15 cents, probably 15 years ago. Today, an average of 30 cents. They're 40 cents in India. So they've doubled. And the demand, the appetite is doubling. In fact, every 5 years or so, we have almost a 20% growth in demand. So we've got a long way to go to catch up on growing coconuts.
What would you say, looking at it as an alternative investment, the primary advantage of owning coconuts is?
Well, that's a great question, too. I mean, here's the thing. Right now, that, as I mentioned earlier, that that water company, that coconut water, they're looking right now after, 13 years of being in business, they're already the largest coconut water producer on the planet, and some of their early in investors were Madonna and Matthew McConaughey. And right now, while we're speaking, that company is searching for a buyer, looking probably for $1 billion for the company. So with respect to, you know, timing for an alternative investment asset allocation placement, really couldn't be better. It's no longer a fad. It's certainly a commodity that's very much in with, like we said, hundreds of different uncorrelated industries. So I think it's a great placement, especially for long-term income seekers, for people that are strategizing their portfolio to receive perpetual inflation-protected income, especially maybe those that are nearing retirement. And they're putting them in to their self-directed IRAs. We work with a lot of clients that do that. Obviously, you have to be accredited to work with us. But it's a great additional allocation. It's, you know, non-correlated to the stock market. It's non-correlated to traditional investment assets. So when things are zigging and zagging, a coconut tree only knows how to do one thing. It spits off coconuts. So it's a nice income producer.
All right. I wish we had more time. A lot of questions we haven't covered. But guess what? We'll have you back again next week. And if anybody wants to inquire, it's for, you know, it's not your typical investor. There's no doubt about it, but it's potentially very profitable, very lucrative, and you can check it out by going to precioustimber.com. Alex, a pleasure. Thanks. We'll see you back next week.
Thank you, Stu.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-516-5533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say I'll be?
All right, we're back, and
do you mean
take a look at what's going on in the White House? I'm getting more aggravated every day. And because I'm getting more aggravated every day, and I talk about it less and less every day, except on the air. This is a culture war. This is, I don't want to say it's World War III, but I will tell you something. The consequences have exceeded anything I've ever expected. The hatred of Donald Trump is so intense and over the top, I don't think it's going to be stopped. They, the intruders, the real basket full of deplorables, and there are a lot more than Hillary talked about, but they're all on the left, want Trump out of office. And for the life of me, a man who's made, I don't know, from $2 to $10 billion just can't seem to internalize and sense that his behavior is erratic. It's often braggadocio. It's unpredictable. And I don't mind the unpredictable part when we talk about strategy. We shouldn't be laying out our strategy to foreign powers like ISIS. But I will admit that I am, and I'm admitting it right here, I'm just mystified. I thought there would be a little transition period. He'd learn how to become statesmanlike. I don't know what the reason is that he refuses to accept that responsibility. It's absolutely bewildering to me. So when someone comes back, as they will do, and they'll say, see, you should have voted for Hillary, see? That's more insane. I don't want a traitor, a serial liar, someone who has committed embezzlement and laundering I mean, these are just a few of the things. I mean, I believe she should be executed alone for her treasonous acts. And then there's Benghazi, the email scandal. If you're on the left, nothing ever happens. So if anybody's listening and they email me or something and say, see, should you vote? I'd get those emails. Aren't you sorry you didn't vote for Hillary? Hillary is the devil, but I would have voted for the devil over Hillary if there were two devils. So that's not a fair question. I'm just being objective enough to point out the liabilities that this guy in office has. And we talk about the latest story that just came out. And boy, I'll tell you, those disgusting, miserable, rotten, hateful Democrats who care more about their own self-preservation and their progressive ideals and hating getting Trump out of office because of their hatred. They care more about that than the United States of America. Just think about it. I've gone down the list every day, from the oil pipeline to immigration to the wall, tax relief, middle-income corporate tax slashing, 35% to 15%. Foreign policy reducing by 70%, the traffic coming in over the borders. They now even have empty beds where they cross the borders illegally. First time. What he's accomplishing, and I'm just naming some of them, bringing jobs back here, it's amazing. It's a real quagmire for those people who can't figure out what's going on. And it's something much worse for those who can figure out what's going on and think there's another alternative for Trump. Trump said, and this is a quote, I have the absolute right to do what I want to do in terms of talking. A little bit of the quote here about the Russians. The allegations. Now, I can't go far enough to say the allegations are totally boundless. The left-wing press is so radical in this country. The Washington Post. God, Jeff Bezos. That the information coming out is slanderous. Remember now, there is still not one impeachable act or scandalous act or prosecutable act against Donald Trump. Think about that. Like him or don't like him. Not one. And yet he's treated and ostracized like Adolf Hitler in this country. Now there are rumors on the inside, and I'm not taking the side of the administration on this, that there's going to be a tremendous shakeup. Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, Kellyanne Conway, the article came out how she reportedly couldn't stand working with Trump. It's hard to determine what's true and what isn't, because it's like 99% of what you hear isn't. And yet you get so inundated. You know the old story. You keep lying long enough and long enough and long enough and saying the same things. Pretty soon people begin to believe it. A shakeup of the staff. Well, I think it's an unfortunate, inevitable circumstance. It occurs in all administrations. But with all the swirling contrast and controversy here, nobody really needs it. I don't know what happened with the meeting inside the White House, but McMaster, who is highly respected, said there wasn't anything illegal that went on with Trump giving information to the Russians that would perhaps be compliant in their best interests and in Syria's best interests. I'm at the point where I'm saying Donald Trump has masterfully handled himself through his business career. I think he's bitten off too much here. I mean, he has. On the other hand, he's providing more benefits to the United States than any other president at this point. The other is something psychologically that's just hurting him. All right, we'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is a commercial message.
If you're suffering from pain, especially back pain or knee pain, you can get relief with a back or knee brace at little to no cost to you. We are Complete Healthcare Services, and we have access to the nation's premier suppliers of high-end braces and pharmacy services. We can also evaluate your pain to get a clearer picture of your insurance coverage for free. Complete Healthcare Services can help you determine the safe and right medication for your pain. Call Complete Healthcare Services now and let us help you become pain-free so you can be active again. Experienced agents are available to help you day or night, and there are no age restrictions. Everything may be covered by your insurance, including Medicare plans, so there is little to no cost to you.
Call now and get free shipping. Plus, we'll include a set of heavy resistance bands to help improve your flexibility and endurance. Call 800-550-9851. 800-550-9851. 800-550-9851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra, Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal.
And this is John Harwood of the New York Times and CNBC. You want to know who the real backroom power is in the city of Boston? It's Stu Taylor. Listen to his show.
Herb Albert, Back Rack wrote it. No, not just for some, but... Oh, well, let's get on this track because I get... Burt Bacharach wrote a lot of songs that Herb Albert sang, one of them being This Guy's in Love with You. I have to stop the show and think about it. But Burt Bacharach and Herb Albert were inseparable. Tremendous team. So Trump's ratings. I don't care about, you know, I really don't care about the ratings. But if they're on, I look at them and then I completely forget them because there are so many things involved with ratings. Most importantly, you can skew the ratings any way you want to produce an outcome that you're looking for most of the time, unless it's so one-sided. Let's look at George McGovern running against Richard Nixon. There's nothing you can do about the ratings. And they become rather meaningless. So Trump's approval rating is now 38%. And that's by Gallup. And we're seeing a fall off, but it doesn't matter because if there's one good turn that comes around, if we blow North Korea off the face of the earth, 1195% rating. Unless, of course, prior to doing that, the progressives in this country suddenly deserve that Kim Ung-jeon is one of the most worthy, notable human beings on the face of the earth, and they'll find something to blame on Bush for that. The search for the FBI chief bid is in the works. The Democrat, Orrin Hatch, I'm not shocked. He's been around a long time, but I'm surprised Orrin Hatch is pushing for a former failing Supreme Court Justice nominee Merrick Garland for the spot. He's very moderate, very liberal. We don't need that Supreme Court balanced. It's never balanced when you get a Democrat in. Why would it be balanced now? This is the way the game and the fight works. And now there's an uproar over two things. Trump accidentally revealed Mad Dog Mattis's cell phone number in his restaurant in Washington. It's part of it's tongue-in-cheek, part of it is legitimate anger to focus on Trump's racism, which is absolutely absurd, and to focus on his power as a dictator. He took a few people to the his new hotel in Washington, which is supposed to be magnificent. Hope to be down there one day for a lunch or a dinner. And it's funny. I mean, I hear these stories and they're cute. Goes out to dinner. Generally, Trump will say, you have to order the meatloaf. And then he goes ahead and orders, one of the prime steaks. Well, he went out to dinner the other night. He did the same thing. He told everyone they were going to have meatloaf. he ordered a prime steak. And then when it came time for dessert, and I'm not kidding you, they're actually making a big deal out of this. Trump ordered coconut cake for dessert with a scoop of vanilla ice cream for everyone, except himself. He ordered two scoops of ice cream. And I'll tell you, they're coming out with sayings and songs, and my God, it's amazing. He also discriminates, of course. Now Trump is a racist because he used two scoops of vanilla ice cream and he didn't use chocolate ice. I'm not kidding you. He didn't use chocolate ice cream. And number two, how rude and vile and dictator-like of Trump for taking twice as much ice cream as he asked anyone else to have. I want to tell you, if anyone is buying into all this crap, then you have a problem that I can't solve. I know some of it is tongue-in-cheek. So, another poll was taken by Rasmussen. 51% disagreed with the Trump firing of Comey. But the day before the firing, if anyone had asked, they would have all been like 90% having agreed. Alec Baldwin, I'm just giving you kind of feedback for the day because there's so much, and I do want to get back to the White House and the ambassadors from Russia. Alec Baldwin, cabinet member, praised my Trump impression. I know Donald Trump hates it, and I don't stay up watching it. I just watch the rebroadcast in the morning. I think he's funny as hell, and he really, really does look like him and plays it out. A story with no consequence. We finally had one. So Trump is in the White House. He's got advisors. He knows what he can do. He knows what he can't do. He knows what he can say. He knows what he can't say. And the accusations are coming out left and right. They can't let this Trump-Russian connection go. It doesn't matter what happened in the White House with Obama, and there was plenty. I was just hesitating for a moment because I don't want to go down that road here today. But Trump, with witnesses like the much-respected McMaster and others, indicated very clearly that there was no wrongdoing. Now, the president has the right to declassify information. So the Washington Post has now made this the biggest story of the year. And the calls are coming out. We should have a special investigator. Is this world gone just berserk? Everything they can latch onto. Now, here's the big thing. They haven't come away, that is, the opposition hasn't come away with any credible evidence of any wrongdoing. Asinine behavior? I mean, I'm not going to deny that. I said at the beginning of my monologue that I don't get that. I don't understand it. But anything criminal, the investigations have been going on and on and on, including the Russian investigation, since last July, and nobody can come up with any evidence. So what they have to do is, if a bird flies into a tree and they see that the tree is near the White House, it's Trump's fault. It's like what they used to do with Bush. See, Bush has now fully escaped the wrath of the American left. It's all on Trump. It doesn't matter what he says. Doesn't matter what he does. It matters what he eats. It matters about the tremendous amount of security he's spending for his family. What would you expect him to do? The man is president of the United States. I'm wondering, is it possible, like it transmits through the ear, is there some kind of a mental disorder that people have who continue to support Hillary Clinton, that continue to hate Trump, knowing that if they don't support him, this country's in big, big trouble. In all my years of following politics, all my years, I have never, ever witnessed anything this bizarre, this extreme, and this damaging to the United States of America. Not only ISIS, but Russia and Iran and Syria and North Korea, they're just licking their chops at the disarray in this country. And I think we are not yet in the middle, but we have begun the process leading us to civil war in this country. Now, it doesn't mean that it's weapons or violence. It's here for us. Are you going to talk a little about that?
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
Just talking with my guest, Justin Santaniello, lifestyle and trans expert, and you see her regularly on television, the Good Day New York, Fox Business, etc. She's founder and the creative director of JustHaves.com, and it's going to talk about, actually the timing is perfect, because if one of these typical 46 days with rain and wind, it would be that motivating, but it looks like summer's arrived. So she's brought some sunlight and warmth, and she's here to join us. Justine, welcome. Nice to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me.
The subject today here, and as I'm going to ask you why, is a survey that was just released by CoinStar, and it shows American parents embracing responsible spending decisions when planning summer vacations. Not that they always don't, but your statistic here is really, really interesting. 70% of families taking a vacation this summer say they'll spend the same or less than last year. What's going on?
Yeah, so CoinStar surveyed over 2,000 U.S. people, and it was all about summer vacation budgeting, and they found that U.S. parents are spending cautiously on their summer vacation. So when it comes to summer vacation, you know, how are American families going to pay for that? Well, we found that the majority of parents who are going to go on vacation this summer, they said that they plan that they're going to use cash that they already have on hand to fund their trip. And 44% said that they had funds already set aside for their vacation. And I think that that's really encouraging to hear that the majority of parents out there, they want to use cash that they know they really have in order to spend on their vacation so that they can enjoy their vacations, you know, enjoying a trip that they can actually afford.
You think this is reactionary to college costs going up, to so many expenses going up? I don't know, but the cost of living hasn't moved that much. But what hits parents are the biggest expense are their kids. And that alone is just accelerated beyond belief. How big a factor is that?
Yeah, it's a very big factor. You know, one of the top reasons that parents said if they do plan to spend less this year on their vacation, they cited that the big reason for that was paying off debt. You know, some other reasons were that they're saving for a big purchase, let's say like a home or a car. So budget is definitely a concern. That's the overall factor here, that people want to keep budget in mind. So I want to help people to budget and in order to take these trips, right? So one of the tips that I like to give people is to look out for hidden funds that you have that you might not normally consider. And one of those hidden funds is, you know, I don't know about you, but my family and I, since I was a kid, we always kept a big coin jar in our house. And we used that as a vacation fund. So it would we'd save it up all year and then use it towards our vacation. Do you have one of those at home?
I have to say no. Oh, wait a minute. I think I never had one. Just as a kid, a piggy bank, but no. No, that's okay.
Well,
I've never budgeted.
It's a great resource. You know, 71% of people said that they do. They save their coins for future use. And what's so great if you do is that you can take those coins and convert them into cash. So if you go to a Coinstar kiosk, they make it very easy for you to convert your change. So if you guys go to Coinstar.com, you can find a kiosk near you. And I bet it's close by because 90% of us live within a 5-mile radius of a kiosk.
I'm canceling my plans today to search one out.
You should. And you should go home and you should look in between the couch cushions and in your car for some spare change that you have lying around and start collecting that, because they also found that when people did cash in their coins, that they had more than they thought that they were going to.
Justine, have habits changed in terms of where people are going to spend vacations? You know, we've done this past, I think, with you, talked about the ocean or the mountains. Certain places more expensive, less expensive. How do you relate the spending habits to where they're going?
Sure. Well, you know, what we find in general is that people, for the most part, when I go out there and really talk to real people, is that they choose their destination or where they're staying based on what their budget is. And I like hearing that, because that means that they are creating a spending plan. Many people overspend on vacations because they don't allocate where their money is going to be spent. So sitting down before you plan your trip and deciding, okay, this is how much I can spend towards a plane ticket. This is how much I can spend towards a hotel or for gas if you're going on a road trip, or this is how much I can spend on park admissions. It really helps to keep you within your budget once you finally get there. And, you know, something that I think is really cool is when Coinstar was surveying these parents, they found three goals, the top three goals of what people had for when they actually got on vacation with their families. And the goals were surprisingly all things that were very easy on your wallet. So the first one being rest and relaxation, that was number one, increased family bonding, and then enjoying outdoor activities. So
I want to interject, increased family bonding, which is where I was going. Bringing the kids into the decision-making process can make for a much more pleasant and economically more feasible trip, can't it?
Yes, 100%. I think that it's important to plan as a family, you know, and if you don't necessarily want to make the decision of where you're going with your kids, then at least once you've made that decision and know that it's a place that you can afford comfortably, then make it a group decision as a family of what you want to do once you get there.
Should the parents lay out their goals 6 months in advance, 12 months in advance, or some of them by nature just to use the spontaneity to do it?
Sure. Well, I think that is a case-by-case basis depending on your family budget. Me personally, I always like to allot myself time because it gives me more time to save for my trip. So ways that you can then save for your trip if you give yourself enough time is, let's say, scaling back on your leisurely activities, right? Like eating out less, using what you already have in your pantry, or maybe you want to cash in on credit card points or rewards. Or
all right, you're great advice. I just want you to give out the website again, quickly.
Sure. So Coinstar.com, you can find a kiosk in your area.
All right, Justine Santaniello. Thank you. for bringing us some summer cheer. It's great having you on. This is Stu Taylor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,